Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of queen energy. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that might just change your world. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you were constantly beating yourself up? Like a tiny inner critic was running a 24/7 negative commentary on your every move? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? We don't have to live like that anymore. Today, we're flipping the script and learning how to treat ourselves with the same love, understanding, and kindness we would offer our dearest friends. Now, self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing that you're human, beautifully, wonderfully, imperfectly human. It's about acknowledging your struggles, celebrating your victories, and treating yourself with the same warmth and empathy you'd offer someone going through a tough time. Think of it like this. When your bestie is feeling down, do you criticize them? Do you pile on the pressure? No. You lend a listening ear, offer words of encouragement, and remind them of their strengths. It's time to extend that same compassion to yourself. Here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't just some feel-good philosophy. Studies show that practicing self-kindness actually leads to reduced stress, improved emotional well-being, and even better physical health. And who doesn't want a little more of that in their life? Let's break down 5 powerful keys to unlock the magic of self-compassion. 1. Mindful awareness. This is all about getting really present with your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you get caught up in negative spiral, replaying mistakes or anticipating future failures? Mindfulness helps us step back from those thought patterns and observe them without getting swept away. It's like being a spectator to your own mind, noticing the thoughts but not identifying with them. 2. Kindness over criticism. Remember that inner critic I mentioned? Time to give it a serious talking to. Every time you catch yourself being harsh on yourself, gently replace those negative thoughts with something kinder. Instead of, "I messed up again," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? 3. Embrace your imperfections. This is huge. We are all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Trying to be perfect is exhausting and frankly, impossible. So give yourself permission to make mistakes, to stumble, and to learn from those experiences. Remember, your imperfections are what make you unique and beautifully human. 4. Practice gratitude. When we focus on the good things in our lives, it shifts our perspective and helps us cultivate a sense of contentment. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments add up. 5. Self-care rituals. Treat yourself like royalty. Carve out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath to going for a walk in nature to indulging in a good book. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're about to give a big presentation at work, and your stomach is doing flips. You feel that familiar wave of anxiety creeping in, and your inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you remember the power of self-compassion. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your nervousness, it's totally normal, and remind yourself that you've prepared well and you're capable of doing this. You visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, focusing on the positive outcome. And guess what? By treating yourself with kindness and understanding, you manage to calm those nerves and deliver a stellar performance. So remember, beautiful souls, self-compassion isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You deserve to treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and love that you would offer your dearest friends. Now go out there and shine your light. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. We're all in this together, sisterhood strong. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.